Pete Morgan, in for Howard, home time for a Monday. Monday, of course, it's the day where we have a look at the world of technology with the gadget detective, Fevzi Turkalp, who's on the line now. Fevzi, good evening.
Evening to you.
So let's start with the bees. We're not starting with the birds and the bees, just the bees. The bees are going online in Manchester.
Yeah, so they've developed this technique for tagging bees with a smart tag, which can be detected and mapped onto the internet. So the idea is you can identify individual bees and their behaviour when they go into the hive, when they leave the hive, where they travel, and which other bees they travel with. And I guess why shouldn't they be spied on like the rest of us? But the idea behind it is that if we learn more about bees and how they behave, we might go some way towards saving them. As you know, there's something of a worldwide crisis of, you know, not having enough bees to pollinate our crops and other plants. So this is a step on the way towards that, but it's quite interesting. But it's very high tech, but then it's very low tech. They actually glue the tags to the top of the bees using super glue.
Right, that sounds remarkably permanent. That sounds like once you've got this backpack, that's it. Yes. You're down with that.
Yeah, no, it does sound like that. And you know, this is part of, another step in this habit we have of sticking technology onto insects, because there are, I think it was dragonflies. They were remote controlling dragonflies.
Yes.
By sticking electrodes in their brain, and also cockroaches. I think they were doing it too as well.
Yeah.
They could actually steer a cockroach, because when the antenna of a cockroach touches a surface, it turns away from that surface so it doesn't walk into walls. And what they found was by putting probes into the cockroach's brain and stimulating them, they could make the cockroach think that it had touched a wall on the left or right, and therefore make it rear via right or left. And therefore, they were remote controlling cockroaches, which actually is very cruel, but I dare say we'll learn something useful from it.
I was going to say, never mind the common cold. We don't need that sorting. I'd like radio-controlled cockroaches before the year's out. Let's go on to clothing.
Imagine if you don't like your neighbours, you can just send them over.
All I'm imagining is big brothers up and down the country thinking, oh, I can get back at my little sister with this. Talking clothing now, this is a Levi jacket with a smart sleeve, finally going on sale for $350. Obviously, a lot of cyclists in Oxford, they'll be pleased with this.
Yeah, so this is for cyclists and bikers, and the idea is that the left sleeve or the left cuff of the jacket is touch sensitive. It's a bit like a touch screen on a mobile phone, so you can do gestures of swiping on your cuff. And it will control the mobile phone, which is paired with. And it's quite clever because what they've done is they've sort of woven in capacitive threads that can detect the touch of the hand, as it were. And it allows you to control quite a few aspects of the phone. So, for example, you can set it up with, you can program into your phone, say your home address and your work address, and you double tap your sleeve. It looks up your location and then looks up Google Maps and then sends you to wherever you need to go without you having to fiddle with the phone. So there's a safety aspect to it. I think it's more style over function, personally, but you know, it's quite interesting. And this idea of $350, I think they're saying for this jacket. The jacket without the tech is about $148. So you're talking about around $200 for the tech, which I personally would rather put towards a smartphone.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it is interesting. I mean, this technology is very clever, because this idea of smart fabrics, it's been on the agenda for a while. And Levi's, in conjunction with Google, and they've sort of teamed up on this, have managed to create it in such a way that you can actually wash and tumble dry this without frying the electronics.
So, because right, that's the thing that's going to make the difference with the wearable tech.
Yeah,
you know, is that you can treat it just like anything else.
Yeah, and there goes my excuse for never washing my clothes. But, you know, you are. It's one of those things.
And what's
probably
the
more information than you needed there.
No. It's good that we get to know each other. What's the gadget of the week this week, Fevzi?
Gadget of the week is from a company called Anker, which is spelt A-N-K-E-R. Not like the butter, I think.
No.
It's called the Soundbuds Lite, L-I-T-E. It's a pair of Bluetooth headphones, and this is a very crowded marketplace when it comes to sort of Bluetooth headphones. They like literally coming out your ears. But the This one's got some nice features to it. So the first test it passed is the sound quality is actually very good. It's got the speakers in it, which are called drivers, are 8 millimeters, which for something that fits into your ear is actually on the large side. So it gives you a decent amount of bass and general good quality sound. The other nice thing I like about it is the design is not like the Apple AirPods where they just hang from the ears and if they pop out of your ears, you've lost them. This thing's got a neck band that goes round, like a yoke. It goes around your neck, but it's very light and very comfortable silicone. And then the earpieces are attached to it with wires. So if you take them out your ears, they just hang down from your neck. You know,
yeah, no, that's a good idea. I like that.
And it has the benefit you can then fit a bigger battery into it than you can if they're just sort of AirPod type designs. So you can actually get 10 hours of music or 12 hours of talk time. And I say talk time because it's got a microphone, so you can make and receive phone calls or Skype calls or any other calls that you want to on that. The controller is built into one of the ends of the yoke design as well. Mm. And it's water resistant as well. So you can, you know, you can go running in the rain if that's your thing. And the thing I really like is a small touch, but the earpieces have got little magnets in them, so when you're around your neck or when you sort of stow them away, you can just clip the two bits together, and it stops it from tangling quite as much as they would otherwise do if the bits were sort of flailing around in your bag. So I like that. The list price for this is $39.99, but I've looked around, it's quite easily available at $25.99, and at that price I've given it 4 stars out of 5.
Excellent. That's excellent stuff. Fantastic to speak to. I've really, really enjoyed it. Our gadget detective, Fevzi Turkalp.